spoke last hour with our very own SEN race caller, Brian Martin, about the Magic Millions and about the big race day tomorrow that we'll bring you at Flemington with Chester Manifold Stakes Day. But the Magic Millions is unbelievable. I just see off the SMS where our good mate Brad Spicer has just paid $240,000 for a little filly up there. Cathy O'Hara is not only a Group 1 winning jockey, but also one of the ambassadors for the Magic Millions, joins us on the line now. Hi, Cathy.
Morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. What exactly does a Magic Millions ambassador do?
Well, obviously involved with plenty of promotion and sort of a lot of media, and got to do a couple of fun things as well. I did a beach gallop on the Tuesday morning. I really enjoyed that. I went to the polo last Sunday, which was really nice, and it was nice to rub shoulders with royalty there, so it was good fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. The beach gallop was interesting. Now, I'm trying to think which of the jockeys did the handstand and was doing all sorts of they were doing all sorts of tricks on the horses there, which I'm sure their managers would have been having heart attacks, but they were having fun.
Well, I was involved in that. It was me, it was Ty Anglin, Brenton Abdullah, and Tommy Berry. The reason why we were doing that was boredom more than anything. Yeah. We're like little school children, you got to keep them occupied constantly. But a patron collapsed in the crowd, so we took a hold on. We were just in a holding pattern down at the start, waiting to do the race, and we were down there for like probably 20 minutes. So, you know, what else do you do? Handstands and stuff.
Yeah, you do this and I'll do that, and I'll try this and then we'll do that. And Brenton, of course, is well known for his at the post celebrations of winners.
Yeah. No, he. He actually, in the race, I don't know whether you saw the beach gallop when he was doing it. He dropped his reins completely and was, I don't even know what he was doing, but showboating.
Well, yeah, you could call that. Well, he's famous, of course, for the bow in winning that race towards the end of last year, which absolutely gobsmacked everybody in racing. And I'm pretty sure in the classical sense went viral all around the world.
Yeah, probably one of the best I've seen, I think.
Yeah, no, it's a. Have you got one, Cathy, that you're sort of saving up to you know, next time you get a Group 1 winner up?
Oh, I wish I was cool enough, but no.
No, too worried about just hanging on and staying there?
Well, just sort of focusing on winning more than anything. Yeah. Brenton seemed to have a whole furlong to think about it. So, you know, if he didn't come up with something good, then probably something wrong, eh?
And probably also worth pointing out, he was on a horse that nobody expected to win.
Yeah, exactly, 100 to 1.
Yeah, which very different from being on a $1.10 favourite that everyone expects to win. If you start doing showboating tricks on that, I don't think it's going to go down terribly well with anybody involved with the horse.
No, that would definitely rub people the wrong way.
Yes. From your point of view, the Magic Millions, I mean, we look here and we're staggered with the amount of money that's on offer tomorrow on the race course for a start. A $10 million race day is just staggering. But the amount of money that's floating around, you know, Gay pays $1.3 million for a Sebring horse yesterday. And there's just, have you got that feeling that there's sort of almost dollar notes floating in the air?
Yeah, it's... You know, the sale has proven to be massively strong over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's only getting better. I'm actually just in a media call at the race course across the road from the sales complex, and the sales complex car park is chock-a-block, and also the race day one. There is so many people over there today looking and buying horses. It's actually become massive, you know, in the last probably couple of years, I suppose, ever since they sold Winks out of these sales. And been plenty of Group 1 winners in the last few years coming out of this sale. Good Group 1 winners too, so people are definitely heading up here. It's the right time of year to head up here. It's warm. It's a bit like a week vacation, I suppose.
And it's a bit, it's all sort of, I mean, Jerry Harvey, of course, and Katie Page, who own the Magic Millions and have run it for many, many years now, have turned it into a week-long social event as much as a going up there to buy horses and watch horse races.
Yeah, exactly. They've done a fantastic job promoting. Katie and Jerry have both really pushed this carnival, and it's got to where it is now, and it's only going to get better. And you know, there's particularly up here, it's just everywhere, everyone knows about it, so even non-racing people know exactly what it is. And like, there's always coming up with new ideas. Like Katie's came up with the idea for the polo that was on last Sunday, and it just adds more dimensions to it. But the cocktail launch party on Tuesday night, it's all very glamorous, and you know, people want to be involved in that. People want to go to glamorous events and get gold up, and meet with all the important people.
You mentioned, exactly. You mentioned rubbing shoulders with royalty. Who were you rubbing shoulders with at the polo, Cathy?
Well, Zara Phillips was there, so like actual royalty, and like plenty of racing royalty. Francesca Kamani, actually the whole Kamani family were there. Michelle Payne, she was actually riding with Zara, so there's plenty of fancy people to rub shoulders with.
Oh, no, very good. Back in the real world, Cathy, where's your riding at the moment?
Yeah, look, I've got just the one ride on tomorrow in race two at the Country Cup, and feeling a bit awkward, so it's a bit of a, it might be a good each-way bet. Like, it's a tough race for her, but she's actually been racing in fairly good form recently, so, fingers crossed there. But I just actually had a two-week holiday overseas over the Christmas holidays, so first time I've had a Christmas off for a long time. Getting stuck back into race riding and pretty much back to the grind, back to reality after this week.
My memory is that you had a fall last year?
Yeah, I had a fall in the Oaks, actually. And,
that's right.
Ended up with a collapsed lung and a dislocated clavicle, but had a really good surgeon. He fixed me up. Haven't had trouble with it since. I recovered ahead of schedule, like a month ahead of schedule, and it hasn't been a problem since. I've just basically been getting stuck back in, and my little filly's back in work, the horse that I fell on, she's back in work, and I'm going down to Canberra to trial her today week, and I'm really looking forward to it, very excited.
Cathy, is there a big difference between the number of, it looks to me anyway, just looking at the guides and that during the week when we do the races here, a big difference in the number of female jockeys riding around in Melbourne and the number in Sydney?
It is difficult in Sydney. At the moment, the ranks are a bit deflated. Winona Costin, she's looking to get back by the end of February, but she's been playing a little bit last year with injury, and, quite a few of them have. Jess Taylor, Sammy Clinton, all of them had sort of a few injuries last year, so it is sort of a little bit depleted, but Tanya's doing well.
Is it a struggle for you to get rides in metropolitan meetings in Sydney?
Oh, look, it's competitive, obviously. It's we've got some of the best jockeys in Australia, in my opinion, riding in Sydney, so it is competitive. But, it's field sizes are more the trouble than anything else.
Yeah, and that's...
Sydney's got really small field sizes lately, but they are trying to rectify that, the Australian Surf Club. So they're, testing out the weight scale, and the new weight scale suits me because it's, they've brought it down to 53 minimum and I can ride to 53, so obviously gives me more opportunities, which is good.
Yep, and obviously the fact that they've bumped the prize money up and it now is...
Yeah, exactly.
At the moment, it's better prize money than Melbourne races, so that's obviously a very attractive thing for owners and trainers to put their horses into Sydney at the moment.
Yeah, very lucrative.
Very lucrative.
Very lucrative.
And what's your hopes and what's your plans and your goals for 2017?
Well, I'd like to win another Group 1. I'm hoping the filly that I won a Group 1 on last year, like I said, she's just come back in and ready to go. So fingers crossed she holds up and can hopefully win a couple of good races for me.
Now, you've got, as you mentioned, the ride tomorrow on Opinionated in the second race tomorrow. Then it is it back to party time after that?
Briefly. I'll enjoy Saturday night and then I'll be back into it. I think I'm going to Maria on Monday, so... back into it.
All right, good on you, Cathy. Appreciate your time. The Magic Millions, a terrific day's racing tomorrow. $10 million is the prize money for tomorrow. And, of course, there'll be anything probably 10, 20 times that spent buying horses in the next couple of days up there. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Cathy O'Hara there, Group 1 winning jockey and, of course, Magic Millions ambassador.